starting our regular meeting in the town of Discovery Bay. You can all stand and join Director Coutelle in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Has roll call been taken? Roll call's been taken and all members are present. Okay, perfect. This is the time in our meeting where we open it up to public comment. Please know that it's comment on anything that is not on the agenda. And while we're listening to you, we are not able to respond. So there's nobody in the office or
the building,
whatever. And trying to switch roles right now.
Chambers.
Is there anybody online?
There are, but no one has their hands raised.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and close public comment. We're going to move on to our next agenda item, the consent calendar. Were there any questions or changes to the consent calendar?
I motion to accept.
Second.
Can I open it up for public comment?
No hands.
Okay, can we go ahead and do a roll call vote, please?
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Guteau?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Callahan?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Consent calendar carries. So we don't have any agency reports, advisory MAC, which is not this meeting, it's our next meeting. Looks like we're moving on to you, Anthony, the Veolia presentation. You are up.
Good to be here.
Give us just one
second. Great to have you back.
The PowerPoint. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Welcome.
It has been busy.
Do we need to either? Okay, there we go.
Officially, I'm supposed to be given 2 months worth of data. However, I just reviewed technically February's data, or March is present data. There's only one number that's different than April.
Okay.
So I can give you a brief, but most of the data you can see in April's presentation for March. So
okay.
If perfect. That works for y'all, save time. Okay. So as of March is data, we are almost there. 4,963 safe working days. I'm pretty sure that we can make it to 5,000. I'm about to do a little, maybe fast track a celebration for our team, and I'll probably invite the town.
That would be great.
Having 5,000 safe working days is not an easy accomplishment. So I want to make sure that that's the number one thing that we focus on. Most of our effort in the field safety related has been training new hires. We've got two operators that passed their certification. One new hire's been with us less than a year. Matter of fact, hasn't submitted the rest of the 1,800 YT hours. Just passed his wastewater grade 1. We just have a water operator pass his water treatment 3. So we're doing really good on new hire orientation and training us to become a certified water and wastewater operator, so that's pretty cool. On the next slide, all of our water wells are active. Well 5 is still on standby. On the next slide, Willow's production and Newport, for the most part, are pretty balanced out still. We haven't started really seeing peak flows yet, but we are starting to slowly increase a little bit. We're trying to still force Willow to move some of that older water out before Newport starts taking over. So, next slide, please. The graphs for total monthly production for Willow. Again, we're trending about normal for this time of year. Still pretty low. If you look at February's data for the plant and for March, we still not as much usage as we typically have this time of year, but fairly close. On the next slide, you've got Newport. So Newport's starting to ease up there a little bit. And probably next month, we'll start seeing that side of town use more water. On the next slide, we took a total of 20 coliform samples last month. Zero were positive for coliform, zero water quality complaints. Fire hydrant flushing has been put on hold until we can confirm that we are officially out of the drought. which hasn't been announced yet. And two, we're still trying to focus on SRAP, trying to get the manhole collection system done. So we're almost completely done with the golf course area, and then we're gonna focus on water. On the next slide. All 15 lift stations are active. We started doing some of our annual cleanouts again on some of our more troubled, problematic ones. And we are about to begin, probably the end of this month, we should start the replacement phase of lift station D's control panel. Then the next slide. Our chemical plant, wastewater treatment plant two, is we're looking at about 39, almost 40 million gallons for total flow for the month. And this time last year was 32, so a little more than average on the wastewater. Why did that go up? Some of that you're gonna see in our favorite topic, couple slides later, is we have started pumping back all of the stormwater that has been sitting behind the treatment plant, accumulated up against our lagoons. We started pumping that into the treatment plant itself. So that's a lot of, let's just say, rainwater that's diluting the plant. So that's why that number looks a little higher on the wastewater than it does water. On the next slide, total monthly flows, there's the trend. Why is March so high? Or so much higher than February? Because we started pumping that water. That's exactly it. On the next slide, average discharge flow is pretty normal except for the additional pumping. And the next slide, electrical conductivity. So we've been explaining that through all the rain events and stuff we had late December, early January, you really saw those numbers drop, which helped us a lot. February shot up again. We didn't have a whole lot of rain, or at least make it to the wastewater outfall. We had to hold a lot back during that time. And in March, it dropped again, and we had a little rain, but not as much impact. Again, that's from that stormwater pumping that we're doing. So the rain did help us drastically on our reporting problem, and it may get us through to the end of the year to be under our 24.
Well, that's a rotating 12 months, right?
That's so correct.
Soon May and April will drop off and we'll be sitting fat.
Oh, excuse me. So for the limit, this calendar year 12 months.
Oh.
So every calendar year is 12 months, but it takes a total of 12 months before they can see if you've got it. So we won't know if we give it.
So it's an average over a calendar year.
Just like last year, but right. In October or so, I'll be able to tell you that we're getting close or we're not. Some leeway.
Got it.
But if February's dead is any indicator, that month was pretty routine without a whole lot of rain obstruction, and we were just barely over 2400 with that single sample. So that's what that's representing. So we are still showing a pretty constant, consistent trend upward, but it's not skyrocketing much more than that. So hopefully. We can get some relief on permitting for the end of the year. So. And on the next slide, all of our VOD numbers, TSS numbers are well under the 10. Our percent removals and filtration is 99%. And right now, our conductivity annual average is 2220. So that's including this month. Again, we take them early in the month, so we'll probably get enough. I would like to get maybe a little bit higher number for May, and then we'll start seeing the increase over the summer if we don't get any. On the next line, zero SSOs, and we did have one customer inquiry on the wastewater side that did lead to an investigation about one of our lift station pumps that failed, and it started backing up a little bit, but because it told us our early warning system hadn't even acknowledged it yet. So, but they saw it, we got up there, fixed it, and no problem. So,
what did they see?
It was right outside of lift station G, and they started seeing backup, or at least, they started having smells, things like that, and what it was their plumber or somebody was out there in their yard and they were looking at the clean out and things like that, and they noticed some roots and things. Well, that led us to investigate the main just to make sure it wasn't from our side, and we actually found that they were going to block between their service line, not service line, their main road to the lift station itself. So it was pretty cool because they trust us like that. That's not the first time that they've called us and told us when we've been able to fix something before it got into somebody's house. So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. And that's it for water and wastewater for you so far. And next month may be a whole lot more changes. So any questions?
Thank you.
You mentioned you guys started pumping the water back. Is that just standing water from the rain?
So basically, it's the water that's been sitting there since New Year's.
Is that something we deal with every year?
So it's town property back there, but there's no runoff. There's a canal that goes around Plant 2, but it doesn't naturally drain that way. And to the point that it was so bad that during New Year's, right after New Year's, and again, and I believe it was, March, we got so much rain that the storm water behind the plant almost overflowed into the plant. That's so true. It wasn't our lagoons that was overflowing, it was the other way around. So we were able to hold our lagoons down low enough so that we could handle the rain and about to be submerged. Because wastewater plant 2 is totally self-contained and it's just a bowl. So had it have reached into the plant, we would have overflowed and that would have been very bad. So now that would have been out of our control, but in this case we held back, we held it. But because even to this day, it's still water back there. If you go behind the plant, even for what we've pumped, we just can't take so much of that at once. We gotta take it over time.
And the concern is, in case another storm comes in, we don't want to get it.
Exactly, and we're trying to mitigate that, trying to figure out how to get that drain out, get that to not accumulate right there again, so.
Perfect, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Nope.
Thank you, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're moving to Bill, landscape updates.
Okay, I'll go through a few things of what we're doing. First of all, Clipper. All panels are up. Crew did a nice job, not having ever done that before. They went right through it. So the next steps are to begin planting along the wall, give it some more coverage, and then continue with the dryscape. The Ravenswood fencing.
Before you go, I think those panels look fantastic.
I think so too.
That really surprised me. I wasn't really envisioning until I saw them up there, and so. Thank your team, because I think they did a great job putting those up.
Ravenswood fencing, have some more rails and posts, waiting for the cores, concrete crew to free up here. Also at 9, we're doing a small enhancement at the end of Keats Court. An electrician fixed the splash pad electronics. We just have to replace a couple of smaller parts now. It should be up and running. Waiting on some pricing for some uplighting fixtures at the front entrance. And then, first of all, I anticipate Clipper being done probably in the fall. And then Cornell Park project, Prop 68 project, we just received the bids, which I think is the next item.
So the Clipper project being done in the fall, is it just because you have so much other stuff going on and like the amount of work
that it takes? We can't dedicate the next 2 months solely to just Clipper. I mean, I have the core filling in and we can't work on it, so yeah.
It's looking really good. Perfect.
Any updates on the solar lighting for both Clipper and for the walkway to save it?
Oh, yeah. No, I have the maybe next park and rec hall.
Awesome.
Or
I'll have an update.
Yeah, update.
Great.
Perfect. So you're up again. So this is discussion possible action to award contract for the resurfacing of the two basketball courts at Cornell.
Yep. So you have a staff report in front of you. This is for the Prop 68 per capita funds that the town applied for and was approved for in the amount of $187,441. We do have to match 20%, which would be in-house labor, basically, for that 187,441. The bids were close. We chose Saviano in the amount of $49,500. Saviano is a company we've worked with us in the past. They did a really nice job, so we're real happy with that. So tonight, we recommend the board authorize the general manager to execute all contracts and purchase orders to resurface the two basketball courts at Cornell Park.
Are there any questions from the board?
One question. Vintage Contractors, why was their bid so high? Was there anything?
That's not uncommon. We've had bids from Vintage.
They didn't want the job.
Oh, okay.
Speaking as a contractor.
Okay, there you go.
Well, they did want it, but just at that.
Well, if they were going to get it, they were going to make some money. Yes.
Any other questions for Bill? Can I get a motion to approve staff report?
So moved.
Can we get this?
I will second.
Okay, can I open it up to public comment?
There's no public comment.
Perfect, so we'll close it. If I can go ahead and get a roll call vote, please.
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Buteau?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Callahan?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Motion is carried. Congrats.
Bill, I'm sorry, did you give a date when they think they're starting that project?
June, I believe.
Thank you, Tucker.
Awesome.
And then it's, yeah.
Go ahead. How long is it going to take?
The resurfacing?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll probably take maybe a week or two.
Okay.
Not
so once we let them know, they'll be about June, so maybe by July that will be done?
That part will be done.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Perfect. Thank you. Aaron, it looks like you are up. You have an exciting crane truck upgrade.
Yeah, just give you guys an update. For the past 8 months, off and on, we've been looking for a crane truck. Because we were originally looking to put a stationary crane at an inflow pump station to remove some difficult pumps there. And we always had to rent the crane truck to get those pumps out. For the price of that crane, that permanent in-place crane, we said we could use that money elsewhere to get a mobile, larger crane to use at all our lift stations. And yesterday I just happened to crawl on a site, scour through, and I saw a company down in San Diego area that happened to have one, and able to work out a deal for about $90,000 for a 2012 F-750 with just over 50,000 miles and 3,200 hours on it. So I got the full history report of that vehicle for the past 2 years of all the bit inspections and the crane inspections. And so tomorrow looks like we'll be sending them a PO and kind of figure out a way how to get it up here.
That's exciting. And that's about $10,000 less than what you had budgeted for that, correct?
Correct, yes.
And that was also a situation where there was an offset between the amount of money it was going to cost to put a permanent crane at one location.
Right.
And then the money that we were spending every year to rent that size truck to do work around town. And within 2 or 3 years, we'll have recouped what we invested in that, and it starts making money for us.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Thank you.
That's great.
Just for visually, so this is a truck with a some type of wind system on it to pull the.
Yeah, I think of just like your like a large F-250 flatbed,
mm-hmm.
and it's just got a large crane stick sticking on the back of it from the cab to the tail, and it just extends out. I think it extends to 71 feet, and it's an 18-ton capacity, so.
Got outriggers.
It's like articulating, yeah.
And this is to pull the pumps out of the,
uh-huh.
got
so
it.
So it goes straight up almost like this, and then drops a hook down and picks up whatever you need. That's that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have fun with it.
Okay, looks like Dina, you have manager training.
I do. I just wanted to let everybody know that the managers will be off-site Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for manager training. We touched base with all our staff. They're aware. They're ready to go. Former general manager Davies will be in half days or a couple days of that just to if anybody needs some assistance with, you know, upper management.
Perfect. That's exciting. Excited to hear how that training is. Then we are now moving on to director reports. It looks like we have an ad hoc committee report. Director Gray?
Yeah, actually, the ad hoc committee had a couple of meetings since our last meeting. Basically, we've received an estimate and some plans from the chosen architect, and we're excited to be able to bring that to the board sometime in May, where the board can review that and some other suggestions that the ad hoc committee has at that time.
Great. Okay. Looks like we don't have any regional meetings. There's some correspondence noted from LAFCO and Diallo Water. We are at the end of our meeting. Is there any future agenda items?
I just want to let staff know that I've been called back to those FEMA DRC sites, and I'm going to be assigned to some different areas within California. So prior to setting out the agenda for the next meeting, please check with me and make sure that I'm not going to have to do it remotely. Thank you.
Perfect.
For state business.
Any other future agenda items? No. And then just a friendly reminder, our meeting at the beginning of the month is our MAC meeting. Staff has done a great job and have put a link on our website. If you have anything that needs to go into that, please fill that out. It comes directly to staff and we can get that stuff on the agenda. But if there are no future agenda items, I will adjourn our meeting at 7:20.